brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I want to quote for you, and perhaps we can pray this together, a short prayer that is found in the morning prayer of the church that printed in Magnificat magazine. And it says this: You know, O Lord, our weakness. You know the seductive power of the gods of our world. All the things that are trying to pull us away from God. They don't start out that way, but eventually they come to that. They become our gods, our idols. And this prayer says, You know the seductive power of the gods of our world. Forgive, protect, deliver your people in our foolish waywardness. You know, it's like a child sometimes. You run around, oh, I want a little of this, and I want that, and I want this, and I want that. Rather than, Lord, I am your servant. I am your son. I am your daughter. Lord, I give this day to you. Help me to live it in union with you. Help me to walk with you. You pray that way, and you begin to think that way. It's not just saying the words, but you begin to think, because God looks at the depth of the soul. And if he sees you honestly seeking to follow him and taking on his priorities, he will draw very near to you. How he shows that, it's up to him. So this prayer says, Forgive, protect, deliver your people in our foolish waywardness. What's your waywardness? Where do you get off track? What is it in your life that moves you more away from God, even though you say, oh, I'm not that far? You don't want to be far at all in any amount. So what is it? What attracts you? What is the temptation that you're finding very difficult to overcome? Bring that to the Lord and just say, okay, here's what I think my temptation, the root of my temptation is. Talk it over with them. Forgive, protect, deliver your people in our foolish waywardness. Bring us to new life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a good prayer for today. The first reading for today is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verses 7 to 14. The Lord said to Moses, Go down at once to your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing to it and crying out, This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. The Lord said to Moses, I see how stiff-necked this people is. Let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation. But look, here's a true leader. That would have been the easy way out. All right, Lord, you take out your anger on them and just protect me. That's the epitome of selfishness. But what does Moses say? Moses implored the Lord his God, saying, Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with such great power and with so strong a hand? Why should the Egyptians say, With evil intent he brought them out, that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth? They'll put all the blame on our God. Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage. Look at Moses. He's really able to talk to God directly. He walked in intimacy with God, fellowship with God. So he says, all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage. So the Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people. Think about that. The Lord relented in punishment. Why? Because Moses begged. Moses pleaded. Intercession, brothers and sisters, is so important. Don't think that because a situation is one way that you somehow just have to give in to it. Maybe you do, but it's still worth going to the Lord and saying, Lord, is this the outcome you really want to have happen? Lord, help us. Help us change this situation that people might see how good the God we have really is. Help us. Help us. God hears your prayer, brothers and sisters. That's not token. That's not words just going out in empty silence. That's prayers and petitions and hopes coming before God right to his very throne, and he hears you. Trust him. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Our fathers made a calf in Horeb and adored a molten image. They exchanged their glory for the image of a grass-eating bullock. They fell away from the worship of God and went back into idolatry. And we can do that too. We can make gods out of things of this world. We can let our senses, our five senses, tell us what's true. Don't do that. Use your five senses as God intended. But when God's at work in a situation, you want to know God's will. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done great deeds in Egypt, wondrous deeds in the land of Ham, terrible things at the Red Sea. And then he spoke of exterminating them. But Moses, his chosen one, withstood him in the breach to turn back his destructive wrath. Moses stood before God and pleaded for the sake of his people. God heard him. Believe me, brothers and sisters, if you turn to the Lord, if you see him as your father, if you see him as your savior, if you see him as the God who loves you, put your trust in him. Don't put your trust in what the world tells you or your friends tell you. Not first of all. Put your trust first in God. Get God's perspective. Now we take a look at the gospel according to John chapter 5, verses 31 to 47. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You send emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. John was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have a testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you." Jesus is speaking to the Jews very, very clearly, boldly. You have never heard his voice nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf of who I am, the promised Messiah. It's all there in Scripture. Even they testify on my behalf. But you do not want to come to me to have life. Brothers and sisters, the Pharisees expected that when the Messiah came, he would come with power. He would come with armies to defeat their enemies, that he would take over, and that they would be his friends. And so Jesus comes, this one who they don't know, what's your origin, where are you from? They don't know. They're completely changed because they thought that God in Christ, they thought that he would come in power. real power, and that he would come with wealth, and he would come with food aplenty. He would just change everything for them when the Messiah came. And that's what they were waiting for. They expected to see a powerful person at the head of his army with everything at his disposal. That's how he would come, and he would trample down their foes. They were misled. They thought if he's going to be the savior of the world, the Messiah, he's going to come in extraordinary power. And what does he come? How does he come? As meek as a lamb, one of them, like us in all things but sin. Like us in all things but sin. That's how he came. And they couldn't reconcile him with the Messiah image they had in their minds and the ways in which they had interpreted the Old Testament. They were wrong. And then they got caught up in the letter of the law. And so they were blinded and deaf to Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we can be the same way. We can be the same way. Do we really see Jesus as our Messiah? Do we really see that we needed one? Do we really accept what he has done for us in Christ on this cross? What he did for you? And what he did for your enemies too? See, we've got to get out of our categories. That's what happened to the Pharisees. They were trying to fit him into a square peg, so to speak, or square hole. And he wouldn't fit because he came not as they expected. And so they took issue with him, and they called him a traitor. They called him, he was just nothing but an imitator. He was dangerous. We should get rid of him. They were blinded and deafened. And that's what can happen to us. Do you know that God speaks to us every day through his word? That God speaks every day through his will, whether it's his ordained will or his permissive will. He speaks to us. He shows us the way. And so often we live our lives ignoring his presence because he doesn't come the way we could see him so easily. If he came at the head of an army or if he came down from the sky, if we saw incredible miracles over and over and over again, then we might make the choice to follow him. So the Pharisees were absolutely wrong. They got tied up in the letter of the law, and we can do that too. Don't go there. Don't go there. But at the same time, the Pharisees were doing what human beings do. You have an image of what the person is going to be like and what that person is going to do. And when that image is shattered, you fall back on the law or whatever source of help you have. So let's ask the Lord to bless us that we not become Pharisees and that we trust in him and follow him as our Messiah, our Savior, our King forever. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.